Welcome to Cyber Goes Hollywood, a monthly cybercrime magazine podcast series sponsored by Ningio, a security awareness training provider near Hollywood, California. Visit Ningio at ningio.com. That's N-I-N-J-I-O.com. I'm your host, Hillary McClure, multimedia director at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Zach Schuler, founder and CEO of Ningio. Zach, welcome back. It's great to have you.
It's great to be back, Hillary. Thanks. Thanks again.
Of course. And so, Zach, we at Cybercrime Radio understand that Ningio has a new learning platform, hoping you can tell us a little more about that. So excited to hear.
Yeah. So, you know, when we started back in 2015, we did a ton of research on which LMS we should use, right? Because we are a content first company and we have clients that consume our content in a couple of different ways. Our larger customers tend to want to run our content on their own learning management system. And then, you know, our smaller customers tend to, and these are generalizations, tend to want to run our content. They don't have a learning management system, so they leverage ours, right? Mm. And so we picked a great partner, still a great partner, back in 2015. But about a year, it's probably a year and a half ago now, we had a company come to us and say, we're a security awareness company ourselves. We're based in the UK. We want to license your content. We said, okay. And I don't know how it happened, but we got a demonstration of their platform and we were absolutely blown away. Mm. And they showed us their learning platform and how it worked. And we said, wow, you know, do you guys, you know, do you private label that? They said, yeah, we certainly can. And so we started getting into discussions with them and we took a really deep dive look into their LMS. And we did identify, you know, quite a few pieces of areas where we needed to have enhancements to kind of match our existing LMS. And at the end of the day, we got there and we went live and we've got, I don't know, probably 150 of our customers on it now.
Very cool.
And the beauty of it is the first piece of beauty I'm going to call frictionless viewing. So in most learning management systems, you either have to log in with username and password, and right then and there, when a user is enrolled in a training and they click on the training and then they have to enter in a username and a password, that creates what we call friction, right? That's one reason for them to say, ah, crap, I don't remember my username and password. I'm not going to take the training. Goodbye. On with my day.
Right.
Well, the way that our new Ningio Dojo platform works is when a new episode is released, it goes through email, you know, a new Ningio episode is here. In this episode, you know, Sally smacks John with a pan over the face. Just kidding. You know, we give him a little teaser. And then there's a little button that just says watch. And all the user has to do is click watch. And behind the watch button is a unique URL that is now tracking that user. So the user doesn't actually have to log into anything. They just click the watch button.
Okay.
Up pops a browser with an embedded SCORM file. They click play on the SCORM file and now they are being tracked through the whole process. So from an end user perspective, it is as frictionless as it can possibly get, right? They click a watch button, video pops up, they click play, they watch our episode, they answer our quiz at the end, it's all interactive. And you know, that's just one great piece of Ningio Dojo. Now, another great piece of Ningio Dojo, which we just simply didn't have with our other providers, great as they are, is the ability to integrate with both Active Directory via LDAP and Azure AD. So if you're running Microsoft 365, there's a good chance you're running Azure AD. And so that feature is part of what we call our Private Portal Premium in Dojo, but it's available. It's very, very simple to implement. And so in the olden days, when you had to kind of upload your user list into the LMS and then once a month, you know, maintain it, add new hires, take people who have been terminated out of the system, et cetera, you don't have to do any of that anymore. All of it is 100% completely synchronized with your directory services, whether that's Azure AD, Active Directory, et cetera. And so that's a big load off of somebody's back to simply not have to add and remove users as they add and join, you know, are added and removed from the company. Now, the last piece that's really neat about this, an organization can integrate our platform with their own SMTP server. And I know that might sound complicated to your average person, but essentially what that means is that when the Ninjio episodes are deployed through the learning management system, they are deployed through their company's own email server. And so you don't have that tag that would say external. You also know that the email enrollment won't get, you know, tagged as spam, or it, you know, it's a lot less likely to get tagged as a phishing attack, et cetera, because it's coming from the company's own internal email server. And so all the benefits that go along with that, you know, are there. And it just makes it a lot easier, you know, companies, they don't have to whitelist, you know, particular domains, they don't have to add our domain. And it just makes it a lot more simple for companies to implement Ninjio on a hosted basis. There are a lot of other great attributes to the new learning management system, the ability to pre-schedule your training, lots of reminder functionality, the interface and the reporting. We've got a built-in leaderboard, something that we had with our, you know, legacy LMS, but this one's got, you know, built-in leaderboard capability as well. And the enrollment process of enrolling your users into episodes is just so simple and so intuitive and straightforward. So really happy to be on this new platform. And thanks for the question. And yeah, that's a good kind of summary of Ninjio Dojo.
Very cool. And I like the terminology of frictionless. I think the way I would think of it was like barriers, but I like the frictionless. That makes a lot of sense, especially as someone who has had to, you know, click a link, try to log in, you know, you get busy and then you just drop off, you know, so that makes a lot of sense. And integrating, you know, the directory is awesome too. I can see the value there for folks as, you know, things turn over and what have you. So that's really, really great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Zach, so much. As always, so much fun having you on the show.
All right. Thanks for having me.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Cyber Goes Hollywood is brought to you by Ninjio. Ninjio offers a cybersecurity awareness training solution that uses engaging 3 to 4 minute Hollywood-style micro-learning videos to empower individuals and organizations to become defenders against cyber threats. Visit Ninjio at ninjio.com. That's ninjio.com. You can listen to all of our podcasts at cybercrime.radio.